Torah Way, Northwest London, Friday, second day of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, 11th of June, Rav Zalman Roth Shlita. When did Korach happen?
So indeed, as the title indicates, I'd like to talk today about the chronological placement of the Parsha of Korach. Because the Parsha of Korach, unusually for most Parshas in the Torah, lacks one of the two usual identifiers that the Torah gives. Sometimes the Torah will talk about the time it happens, Bashun Hashanis, Bashun B'Chodesh Rishon, when it took place. Other times it will say a Masu, Vayivoyim Midbar Tzin. And then when we cross-reference that with the Masus and Parshas Masai, we get an indication of when it could happen. But Korach lacks both of these identifiers. And in essence, all we can actually say with full certainty is that it had to happen after Hakomas HaMishkan, in the second year after Yetzias Mitzrayim, being that it took place in front of Oel Moyad, and they brought the Ketores. And it must have happened prior to the Petir of Aharon at the end of the Midbar, because Aharon was still alive. But beyond these two points, the demarcation points, there's a very wide band of 39 years when Korach could have potentially happened. Now, Bepashtus, it seems as if Korach must have happened after the Meraglim. This is how we're taught in Chayder. It happens after the Meraglim. And there are many good rayas to indicate that this is the case. Firstly, push it from the side of the Parshias. After Shalach comes Korach. Without any reason to say otherwise, why would we have to invent it, that it shouldn't be so? It's a machlokes rishoni, but we say in mukdum chavatir when it got to the Parshias. And the Rambam, for instance, says that in Yuna Halucha we always say that, meaning if a Parsha is given, let's say the Parsha of Pura Adimu, Rashi says it was given in Muru, and it's only printed, only put in as such in the Parsha of Chukas. But in the Me'oiris HaTorah, in, so to speak, the historical part, can you say that or not? Rabban says, unless there's a Hechech, otherwise the Torah says, for instance, in the beginning of Bamidbar, it starts Bashun B'Chodesh HaShani, and then it goes back to Chodesh HaRishon, we know, but otherwise we don't say Mikdim Mechba Torah, but indeed we'll touch upon that, Be'ez Hashem. The second raya to say that it happened after the Meraglim is Rashi in this week's Parsha. Rashi says, Vayipa Moshe Apunov, why did he feel so, that, you know, he had nothing to say anymore? It says, Rashi Shekvazeh B'Yudam Sirchon Revi. This is the fourth time this has happened. In the Aigel, he davened for them. By the Mes'oininim, he davened for them. By the Meraglim, he davened for them. And now a fourth time. So clearly, from the way the phrase Rashi uses, the indication is this is the fourth time coming now after the Meraglim.
The fourth time could be many years later. It doesn't mean that.
For the moment, we're not even talking how soon after that. We're just asking ourselves whether it's before the Meraglim
or after.
You are, of course, right, and we'll touch upon that. The third point, to indicate that it comes after the Meraglim, Agav, even when the guy to the first child, the concept of Parsha Shlach is no different, because you remember, after Korach comes Chikas Bulak, and now in the 40th year, we have nothing for the 38 years. So from the side of the Parsha, there's also no indication that it came immediately after, which is talking chronologically, Meraglim came first and then Korach. The third rai is Natan of Dusav Aviram. They say, Hama'at Keli Suni Me'ere Zuvat Chul Medvash Amitzrayim, Lamisayni Bamidbar. And Rashi stresses in the Ramban, this is Lamisayni Bamidbar. It makes sense, because after the Meraglim, Eden were told they're going to die in the Midbar, so they say, La Misani Midbar, we're going to die here, what is the point? We left Mitzrayim, this wonderful place, to die in the Midbar. A fourth Raya is, in Mavoyer Yalkat HaMachiri, that when the Eden said by the Meraglim, they heard what happened in Etzisrul, and they said, Mekemnish Gankan Etzisrul, Nit Nurosh, V'Neshivu Mitzrayim. So who's this Nit Nurosh? You know, we're going to pick a new head, we'll go back to Mitzrayim. Says in Yalkat HaMechiri, they're referring to Dusan Baviram, who always seem to be the antagonist, you know, the alternative choice. So clearly, if this was said during the parasha of the Meraglim, and we know that Dusan Baviram died during the Machlokes of Korach, so Korach had to come afterwards with the Meraglim preceding it. The fifth Raya, the Ramban says, that Be'etzem, the Meraglim, was the trigger for Masa Koyach. Enochan Amatak in the Torah is Mashma, that the problem is leadership, who was chosen, who should be the leader, and so on. But nevertheless, the Meraglim was the trigger. And this can be explained in three ways. One, which is Ramban himself uses, is that Moshe Rabbeinu proved himself as a tremendous leader during the Aigel. Yidden were about to face complete annihilation, and Moshe davened and saved them. But the Meraglim, so to speak, you failed. Because the Aibishu was going to the Gzayin Klal Yisrael. So after the Meraglim, now there was the first time when a leadership challenge could happen. The Tanis may have existed, but the Meraglim made it come to the fore of saying, let others lead instead. One way. The Haritimim in Tosfos Brucha says, a very nice Gedank. The Zohar HaKadosh says, what was the big nesoin of the Meraglim? The Meraglim, they knew that once you come to Eretz Yisrael, all the minim, all the leadership structure that happened in the Midbar would cease to exist. So the question is, that's what Zohar HaKadosh says. Zohar HaKadosh, if so, prior to the Meraglim, Korach may have thought what he thought about who should be the leader of Klal Yisrael. What was the point in challenging it? It was all going to change anyway when he came to Eretz Yisrael. He would have his chance. But after the Meraglim, when they knew that this will now stay set for the next 40 years, it mattered. Now it was something which is worth fighting for. And the third Hesbir is that we know from Chazal, the Gemara in Tanis Daf Lamed, Yerushalmi, Rashi ben Zidane, the Devurim, in Parshat Devurim, it's from Shliach Meraglim until the Misa of that door, the Aivashu was not Messiah of the Dibur with Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll see Behemshech, no Nevi at all, or some form of Nevi, but certainly nothing the way it was beforehand. So until the point of the Meraglim, Klal Yisrael saw Moshe whenever he wanted. This is so unique about the Nevi's Moshe Rabbeinu that he could initiate the Nevi. He could say, Moshe, let me stand up and hear what Aivashu wants to say. You could ask the question. Most of you must wait for the Moshe, so to speak, to come to them. At that time, it's Nashach to challenge the Nevi of Moshe Rabbeinu. But once that ceased to exist, it was Shaykh. And deeper than that, Rashi himself says, what did Moshe tell Klal Yisrael? The Amisha only came to me because of you. So now the human Nidal HaShemayim, he doesn't come to me either. Ah, so his power comes from Am. It's nothing with you individually. So ever the leader will be Kabi and Uvi. So now there's a way to challenge it. So we have five rayas to establish in the chronology of the Torah, Miraglim first, Korach later. The side of the Parshis obviously leads us in that way. The fact that Rashi says this is Sircha Revi, and Rashi mentions chronologically that this comes after the Meraglim. From the Tana of Dusan Vaviram Lahamisani Bamidbar, which is to say that they knew that this is their girl, they're going to die in the Midbar. The Yalkat HaMachiri, who says that Nitnuresh refers to Dusan Vaviram, they were the alternative leaders that Klal Yisrael were trying to take on Bashaz the Meraglim, and they had died by Korach. And from the fact that the Meraglim was the trigger for the Korach, as explained in the three Mahalchim that we said. Either because he was, so to speak, Nechshel and that's all of Klal Yisrael, or because now it mattered leadership, or because they realized suddenly that Moshe's Nevi'ah stemmed from Klal Yisrael. But while this is very pushit, there's some very strong kashas on this Mahalach as well. And before we go to this Mahalach, now I want to touch upon what was mentioned before. We say after Meraglim, but is it immediately after Meraglim or not? Because remember, we said that the Parsha of Korach, from the Torah, we could say that it happened from the Shunya Shani Shnitzasim with Shaim after Hakomas HaMishkan until the Haram was Nifter. Once we say it's after Meraglim, that was still there for 38 years. So Pashtus, we all learned Mechaydir, it happened almost straight away. And the Makar defines Rashbam, and even more clearly so in Tosfos and Bavasad of Kifites. Tosfos says, it says inside the Olam, the Korach follows after Meraglim. Zuk Tosfos was the Chiddush, self-understood. In my side, the Olam is trying to make a point that it came immediately after. So Shatn Tosfos beferish. Now, we'll see the Hemshech, that it's not necessarily so pushit. It could well be said the Olam is saying it, La'afika from the Shaita, which we'll see soon, that it came before the Meraglim. Tosfos so didn't think that it's such a possibility that he assumed that everybody agrees it's afterwards, and therefore the only stress that the Mesad Olam can say is that it came immediately afterwards. And in fact, Fakert, there are several riots to bring that happened long afterwards. Let's start with the Torah. It says in Parshas Masa in the Sada Masus, Vayisi mirisu, vayachni bekahelusu. Shtaitin tagim yonis in Benesil, in the Tili mirisu, the left mirisu, ishiri b'makailos, and they went to Makailos Asar, the place, The Iskanshi Korach Vesiyatai, where Korach and his Aida got together, Amosha Vaharn, Tagavinus Menazil tells us that the mass of Korach happened in Kailusu. The same also says in Balatirim independently, Kailusu, Hashem Vayaka Elaim Korachas Kolo. I do, this is the place where Korach happened. Now Rashi says, in the beginning of Parshas Masai, Rashi says, it looks like Eden were around the Mibbe so many years, it's just they pushed it to Hashem. Rashi says, Ritmu is where the miraculum happened. So we know that Ritmu is the miraculum. Now, what's that in Pusik? Vayisim Ritmu Vayachad Rimam Puretz. So Ritmu is miraculum, Rimam Puretz, Livnu, Risu, Kailusu. So there's four Masuas after miraculum when Korach happened according to Tagmes Ben Israel. Now let's cross reference it with Parshas Devurim. Parshas Devurim, Rashi says, you stayed in Kudash many years. Says Rashi, this might just many years. Means Rashi from Chazal. Many years means 19 years. In Rashi's Masbir Azayim, Yidin after the Miraglim stayed put in Kudash for 19 years. It is the last 19 years in the Midbar that all the Masuas after the Miraglim happened until Hoyru Hoyru. So now, we do not know when the Kailusu, when it took place, because we know nothing to say the last these Masuas from after Kudash until they came back to Kudesh, when they went to Hor Hor, how long it took. But we certainly know that the first Masa after the Miraglim took 19 years later. So if we say that Korach took place after the Miraglim, if it took place in Kudesh, it could have been the next day. But if it took place in Kailusu, which is certainly one Masa after Kudesh, after Rismu, one and the same, so it was at least 19 years later, and maybe even much later. Because for all we know, the next Masa was another 3-4 years, we just don't know. But certainly 19 years later. So when we say, there were at least 19 days to Usi B'Kudesh. And 19 years later, they went further. And we know from Tagin Yisrael in the Zeal that it was in Kailusu 4 Masuas later. It's certainly 19 years later, maybe even 20 years later. And maybe even more. And another Raya, a Raya from the Nuvi. The Nuvi says in Yecheskel, it says, "Vayamri bihabunim bechikoysel heluchi v'seshputa l'shemuli." This is in Yecheskel in Perikuf. Now, all the Mepharshim agree that the bunim referred to are the children of the Yetzer Mitzrayim, which is said the buya yuritz. Rashi says, "This is vayamri ba'apoyr." That's like vichet of that generation. Of Mitzvah the Zuvit says, "Ba'apoyr imachlokes Korach va'adusoy," seeming to indicate that he took on that Korach va'adusoy was the same generation of Nichshon and Baal Pa'ir. Now, obviously, Baal Pa'ir happened after Petir Saharan, but nevertheless, in that period, putting it almost at the end of 40 years. Now, this is not a steer to what we said earlier, because we said clearly that we don't know where it happened after 20 years, but the same along the same line, the Taka after Miraglim, but long, long after the Miraglim, 20, maybe even more, maybe even 40 years later.
Where does it say that you were in Kodesh for 19 years? Sorry.
So it says in the Vurim, Rashi says, no, that's it. So the time that they stayed there before they left was equivalent to the rest of the time. So we know that they didn't move from there. Now again, if not for the Tag Mishnah and the Zeal, we could have said that in Kudesh happened also the Machlokes of Korach. But once you move it to one Masa later, we know it's at least 19 years later.
What was the point about Baal Pa'ur?
The Novi Chazkel says that the Bunim, the children of the generation of Yetzer Mitzrayim, Vayamri, and they B'chakos Eloi Heluchi. So which Ched is he referring to? So Krasha Baal Pa'ir. See, the Zohar says Baal Pa'ir and Korach Va'adusai. Now, if as we learn Parshas that happened straight after the Parsha of Miraglim, then that's not Shach Tador of the Bunim, this is very much the Uvas, and certainly have nothing to do with Baal Pa'ir. What Matthias Dugan is saying is that very same generation whom you attach the Chet of Baal Pa'ir is also the ones that were Chet of Korach Va'adusai, putting it at the very end of the 40 years. So the Novi says the Bunim were Moire. So how were they Moire? What was the Chet that they did?
The Yitzim Mitzrayim were alive the Meshach the whole 40 years.
Correct. And then you have the Bunim, the Buya Uretz, and they did Epis Anaya Avayra. This is the Naya Avayra, Baal Pa'ir. These are the bunim, not the nechnusai uros, right? The puzzles befeish. The bunim, not only were the father sinful to me, the children as well. And what did the children do? Rashi says ba'al poim. It says ba'al poim and koyrach. But koyrach pashtus, without pushing it forward for 40 years, it has no shachet to the door of the bunim. This is the big chet of the door of uvas. Elamai, he's ma'achid the chet of koyrach to mamish klisa l'uretz. In keeping what we said, that it happened at least 20 years later, it may be much later even.
Yeah, but you're missing Aaron.
So I said it couldn't be the same Zman of Baal Poir. Could have been a year earlier. But nevertheless, it's in that part of the Masa rather than closely to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay? Oh, but there's another Raya, a beautiful Raya from Baruch Shem B'Shneiris and the Tzimino Shashiva. Azaz, Zisa, Shaini Raya. See how the whole Torah is always interconnected. It says in Parsha Shmois, the Arab says Moshe Rabbeinu in the beginning of his mission, "Lach shem Mitzrayimu ki ma'isi kolu anushim hamavak shem es nafshachu." As they state, says Rashi, who does refer to Dusum Vaviram? That in Rashi says, and this is based on the Gemara in the Durim Daf Samach Dalet, says ma'isi they didn't die; they clearly were alive in the time of Korach. They lost their money. Unichushiv kames. Now the Ran in the Durim Daf Zayin analyzes the Gemara in the Durim Daf Samach Dalet and says, we know Abu Chushiv kames. So why did the Gemara conclude that it had to be that they lost their money? Maybe one of the other three things happened to them, which also can be referred to as mess. Zug the Ramban, it goes to our Indian. It can be that it refers to not having children. Because what relevance is it? Whatever influence they had in the palace of Pari would change because they have children, don't have children. Money makes sense. No money, no influence. So therefore the Abish said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you have nothing to be worried about, you can go back to Mitzrayim because they died. That it couldn't be connected to money because it makes no sense. It would have no shaykhs to whatever they can do to Moshe Rabbeinu. I was talking about finishing pusik in this week's Torah. It says in the pusik that v'dusam abiram yotzin nitzov in pesach olaim in a shayin ivnayim v'tapom. Now, if I wouldn't say ivnayim v'tapom, you could say that the children were born subsequently. They had small little children. It says benayim, so there was a big children and small children. So these are shtimtus. So why doesn't the Ram bring the Beferesh Pusik? And Tosfos in the Dune does bring it. How much later could have had it? Moshe came to Mitzrayim, a year and a half later was Meraglim. And Benayim v'tapam. So Tapam v'shtayach. Why is the Benayim? Tosfos differentiates. Elamai, it was much later. 20 years later. 30, 40 years later. As we said till now. In Mali, there's no Raya from the Masa of Korach that they had children then. Because these were born long after Meraglim, long after they had 20-year-old children, which were born 10 years after Yitzias Mitzrayim. And if there could be no proof. But were it to be the case that it had to happen Sumach Miyat to the Meraglim, there would have been a Raya from this Pusik. So why doesn't the Ram bring it? Elamai, the Ram too implicitly tells us that Meraglim, Korach happened long after the Meraglim. Clue? Yeah, fine. So, therefore, is Zema Fendem, that the MS. That even if we say that it happened after the Meraglim, we have two shittas. Either shit of Tosfos and Bubavasa of Kifites that happened immediately afterwards, based on his understanding of the Sadr Olam, or much later, with the proof that we brought, aside from the Masus of Klai Yisrael in the Midbar, aside from the Pusak in Yecheskel, and finally, from the Raya of Baruch Shem B'Shneiris, this wonderful Raya, that we see that the Ram does not bring a Makor, that they have no children from the Parsha of Korach. But in this whole Mahalach that we said, that it came after Meraglim, is do Shvei Kashas. The Eshte Kasha is, we said that, you know, Rashi is a big Makor. Rashi says, Sircha Nevi and so on. But Rashi is a Chsosir. Because Rashi says in the Devarim, right in the beginning, Iban Toifu Veluva Bachatzairus V'dizuov. So Rashi, what is Chatzairus? Machlakisa Shel Koyach. Now let's go back to the Masus and Parshas Masai. We said Rismus and Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Masai is where Meraglim happened. So if Chatzairus is the Makor where it happened, the Parsha of Korach according to Rashi in the Devarim, then why is then Rismus comes later? Clearly Rashi says it came beforehand. This is Ashvei Kasha and Rashi, Estira Rashi, and there's many Dechikim. It says in Ba'ar HaSuda that the Mechilta says that after the Pasha, the Mass of Miriam, it's not clear what the Mechilta means, but it seems, in Chatzairus also happened the story of Miriam with the Lushan Hora and Moshe Rabbeinu. It's mashma that the Eden left and then subsequently came back. So not only they waited for Miriam, but they came back. So maybe it's in the second round. with the Shatnish version in the Torah, there was a second round when they came again to Chatzairis. I heard yesterday B'Derech Hadash, a very nice pshat, that we know there's a machlokes in the Gemara in Gittin, how was the Torah given? When the Torah Chassimun is new, the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, he gave over the Torah to Klal Yisrael in one unit, or the Shit of Rabbi Yochel B'Shem Lebanui, Megillus Megillus Litni. Every time the Abishan spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, he wrote it in a Megillah, gave it to Klal Yisrael, and subsequently, when it came to the end of 40 years, they tied it all together into one Sefer Torah. If you say Megillah, Megillah, here's how it looked. Something happened, and then Moshe told Klal Yisrael, as it says in the Torah. So now imagine, when it came to after Chatzairis, the story of Miriam, Moshe stands up and says, Klal Yisrael, I have a new parsha to teach you now. Something which the Abishah just told me to write down, and this is the next part in the Heilige Torah. And he said, and Moshe starts reading. Take note, right word for word to this. He's saying this. At that point, Moshe stood up and said that, took this to Klal Yisrael, the kernel of the Machlokes of Korach came into their mind. This is the Madiyah that does not say, Kal Hashem. How can you say this in the biggest Unav? Because the biggest Unav says he's the biggest Unav. And the shortest of Machlok is Torah the Chatzayis. And that's what is Madrash. Zash and Pshat al Derech Hadrash. But so the Torah referred to the shortest of Machlok is rather when it actually happened in the Masu'us of the Psedre, Ashmir the Kasha. Noch a Kasha do. That not only from there, the Mizrahi said that Rashi goes continually the Erech Kol HaDerech, he goes with this Mahalach. Because Rashi himself asks after Parshas Ba'aloi Schum, Madiyah Nismuchu Parshas, regarding the Parshas Miriam. Rashi says that Shatah should learn Misa from Miriam. So it's Madiyah Nismuchu, because it happened after Miriam. Eilem Ha'isik Zogdu Mizrahi did not happen after Miriam. Between the Parsha of Miriam and the Parsha of Miriam comes Korach. Now the Kasha is, why did the Torah put it in that order? To be melamed, you have to learn Misa from the Parsha of Miriam. Indicating again the Shit of Rashi and Devurim, that Chatzaris is where the Mass of Korach happened, and Chatzaris precedes Ritmu, not the other way around, which is the Parsha Meraglim. And we also mentioned before in passing the Dush of Chazal and Tanis, that in the whole 38 years, the Abishah was not Miyachad at Ibn Moshe Rabbeinu. So if Taka Parsha's Korach happened after Meraglim, we find continued the Abishah talks to me, he talks back to him. Taka many Rishonim Rashi and Tanis, Rashbam Ubasa say that there were different Dargis of Gileam, and some of them Moshe did have during the 38 years. Some express it to say that Moshe was, in the 38 years, he wasn't Moshe Rabbani, he was Navi, he was like a regular Navi. Rashi puts it down, he only had Chalem Balailu. Others say he had it a different aspect. But here we see Moshe talks to Abishah during the day, and he tells Abishah, he says, but Boy Kabir the Hashem with certainty, Adoichak, was Pshat. And furthermore, and this comes from Ibn Ezra, who holds with the Shitta, he says, we said before, the Rambam said the trigger was Meraglim. Oh, but the Gantz Torah is filled that the problem is the leadership. After the story of the Purach Mataharna says that Matach Maruikt, Vayichal Kilnoisam, the whole Tana was that Budi Melibi, Kiloi Melibi. So if that is the case, then the Levim became nifrash from Klal Yisrael by the Mifkad in Chodesh Ir in prior to the Meraglim. So why wait so long if this was the problem all along? And finally, the last raya is the Gemara says in Zevuchim that Korach was a skana by Pinchas, why he became the Kohen Mashiach Melchomu. And the Chazadot reflects to yourself that when Rama is Mashiach Melchomu, you only memane b'shas when you go to Melchomu. So why would Pinchas be in the Siman 40 years before the Muhammad? If it happened after the Meraglim, Sashvei Rekashe, because they knew for 40 years nothing is going to happen. But if it happened prior to the Meraglim, there's not a push, they thought any day they're going to get Yisrael now. So Pinchas became Mashiach Muhammad. In the Charaya, again, did it happen prior to that? And for all these reasons, Ibn Ezra says that Korach must have happened before the Parsha of the Meraglim. And Be'em as well, the Shoresh of it is, the Taka Bashuna Shinis, as it says in the beginning of Bamidbar, the Abishah was Mafesh Shavit Laivi, and Korach was a Skani, he had a different Cheshmi, he should have been the Nusi, why couldn't he be the Kohen? And this is the Shoresh Defin. And only afterwards, Tisha B'Av happened at the Meraglim, and this came beforehand. There's much more to say, and the time doesn't allow us to go full everything, so we'll just touch upon a few short points. Just as we said before, when the guy after the Meraglim, that it could have happened either immediately or later, Here too, Nishin Gatz Nazoi. Because one of the greatest Akashas Zenin, the Ibn Ezra says it happened before. Oh, but there's Akasha even on this. Because anybody who learns the Torah sees that we find in Parshas Bamidbar, the Abishah says, after the Pekid of the Levim, Va'alta Havkadas Levim, Vasara Kurev Yimos, and so on and so forth. Hakav is Matelaivi, Vishonis Vishmeres Hashem. So why after the parsha of Korach, Klaus will come and say, "Hein Govani, Uvadni, Kinuni Masli, we're gonna die." Abish says, "No, don't worry. We'll bring the Bishamis Bishmeres HaOil. All the Levim are gonna watch the oil now. If Bishamis Bishmeres HaKodesh, the Zolay Yikrav. You knew this months and months ago. The Kasha Zayisher if it happened after the Raglan, but even if it happened shortly thereafter, they forgot where they learned it a month ago. What's the pshat from them?" It's almost like a repetition. Look at the Pesikim. The whole parsha of the Tzivi Alevim, which appears in Ma'amidbar, is repeated completely again in Korach. And Yidden don't seem to be aware of the Tzivi and parsha of Ma'amidbar. Bechlal. It was pshat. So in Medrash Agudah, Shtayat HaChiddush, which for emphasis, Medrash Agudah says the parsha of Korach happened before the mini degulam of the Mifkad. It happened in the first Chodesh. Before Chodesh Iyar, when the Abishter was Mafesh Shavit Laivi. And in fact, this afrusha the Abish says v'shamish meis hakodesh b'ash ma'idbar is as an outcome of Korach. The makor was in Korach. It's then also summarized in Parshas Ma'idbar, but it happened because of Korach. As a lesson of a Parshas Korach, the Abish said the Levim have another job to guard the Mishkan. No one should come close. No one should die.
You said before that it was lifnei oil moed, and that was before Hakamas Mishkan.
True, but remember what is saying the Torah? The Mifka that only happened b'chodesh Hashani. So the Mishkan was performed in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This is less than the pattern that this is the case. That if you look in Parshas Ma'amidbar, let's talk about Midbar. Look at this. How is this talking about?
So the counting was in the second month, in Iyar.
And after, and the whole official Levim only happened then.
The Moed was standing already then.
And who tells you that the Levim had the Tafkid of Shmira in the first month? It only says in Parshas Ma'amidbar, but never says ever Sefer Shmos, never Vayikru. This is less than the Palak that the Tzivi of the Levim only came a Chodesh Hashani. That's clear. When the Irish was Poiket Klal Yisrael, he said, we're going to count the Levim different. That's clear. But you can ask another Kasha. Moshe says, Hama'at Kehiv the Leschem Hashem, the Irish was Mavdali. So clearly they were moved out. So the test of them is, again, Mekanish Machas Anasach, is that already after Chet Ha'Aigel, the Levim knew that they're going to be chosen. But no one knew when it's going to happen. So Moshe kept telling that. So to a certain extent, it makes now even more sense. After Hakamas HaMishkan, and the Levim were promised the promise of being Mivdal, and it still didn't happen. So you understand even better the Talmud. And Moshe says, the Abish chose you, don't worry. And indeed, subsequently, they were tackled given the job because of the mass of Korach this part, but it wasn't there prior to that. Agres the Chiddush. And still I lied enough. Because the man the Zuptoch that Aisha's Korach said to him when he came home and answered on the vast sabur that he had, she said to him, look at you. When did that happen? Takabakomas HaMishkan Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Either Rosh Chodesh or Zayin boy. Because the Tzivi was in Rosh Chodesh, maybe the Geliach was B'yom Zayin. So it Pashtus came to us that it happened during the time of Chanukah HaMishkan. This is interesting because we think that Chanukah HaMishkan, all the Kabunis, in those few days Moshe had to deal with the parsha of Korach, which came from there. And as a result of that, I wish to get the TV of Shamish Mishamidish, which was repeated again in Rosh Chodesh Iyar by the Mifkad. So we have two shittas if it happened prior. When prior? Mamish after the Mifkad Alavim in Chodesh Iyar, or even more so during the Hakamas HaMishkan, very much in Chodesh Nisan. No Mesanaz Abed Ein Gedank. There's more to be said about it, of course, Kedak Shal Torah. But Abenomamash with Ein Yisod that you know it says Bakant that we don't know when Matan Torah happened. Machlekes Vov Zah Machlekes in the Gemurah. We don't know where it happened. Nobody knows the exact location of Har Sinai. It's written in the Sefer Machshava that the Gedank for him is to show that the Torah is timeless and placeless. There's no particular time for Torah. There's no place for Torah. Vem is kemen ayv mekabas on the Torah. Similarly, Lehavdil, if one may say, we see Machlekes of Korach. We don't know where it happened. Did it happen in Chatzairus? Did it happen in Kailusu? Did it happen perhaps during the... We don't know when it happened. In the first year, in the 38th year, in the 20th year of Eisnisht. Machlokes too, there's no good time and place in Machlokes. It's a timeless parasha. Always exist, we always have to be careful. I get Shabbos. I'm going to go to the next one.